on fog. I am inside a cloud this morning, all these water crystals turning the trees to pale shadows. There are five kinds of fog for the five ways warm and cold try to sort out their differences without warfare. Sometimes fog turns to frost, other times it hovers over a valley in the most beautiful layer. You might think of the beginning of Mozart's Requiem. You might not notice, but there is so much going on there, the suspension made of pushing and simultaneous resistance. Even a kiss is simultaneous resistance, even breathing. Just to support the bureau in front of me, it requires the opposite forces of gravity and the wood of an old tree, its molecules still standing tree-like. Fog can be mental. Ever since my father's death, I am in a fog. There are all these floaters of memory in my eyes, like tiny droplets of water that cause a slight obscuring of the landscape. A bit like in a dream, where nothing is quite fastened down. We think we are fastened, but that idea has always been precarious. Like the butterfly, we have been in a conversation all along with the forces of the universe. There are times of atmospheric convection when the air is perfectly still, so we don't reckon on the house cleaning, even if we say we do. The height of the inversion boundary may vary, but it is always there, ready to turn over warm air over cool, causing all sorts of fierce thunderstorms.